All right, it's me, Richie T, and on the phone with me right now, all the way from Melbourne, Australia, it's Dave McGann. He's the vocal guy and the guitar guy from Them Swoops. Thanks for joining me, Dave.
Hey, no problem.
If I understand this correctly, we are your first United States radio station interview. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, how's it going so far? You feel pretty good about it?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
He's from a band called Them Swoops, and I was just listening to, I think the name of the song was Too Fast for Love. That's great. We're going to sample a little bit of that here in a minute. But tell me a little bit about yourself, and tell me about Them Swoops.
We've been playing for about a year and a little bit in Australia, so we're still kind of newish. We have two singles out at the moment. We've released two singles so far, one called Work Around It and one called Too Fast for Love. And, we're about to put out our first EP called Glimmers. And we've just been playing as much as we can around, you know, Australia, just touring with bands and, you know, just trying to hone what we do and find our feet. And it feels like we've got off to a good start, so...
I recently visited with the guys from Atlas Genius, who are from Australia, but a different state, as I understand, right?
Yeah, that's right. Those guys are from Adelaide.
And they talked about a pretty awesome music scene there in Adelaide. What is it like there in Melbourne?
Melbourne is just off the hook. It is, I don't want to sound like I'm competing with Adelaide, but it really is like the best city in Australia for music. It's just every single night you can go out and just see a great band of any genre you want. There's just so much good, healthy competition, but like heaps of support. Like, you know, everyone's real friendly, and it's just amazing. So yeah,
are there bands out of Melbourne that people would go, oh, I know that band?
It's hard to know who you guys would know.
Who are your favorite that have come out of Melbourne?
They're probably not that well known outside of Australia. Really, my favorite ones. I kind of like a lot of small little bands. But you guys would have heard of Jet a few years ago. They were a big Melbourne band.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily my cup of tea, but. I don't know.
That's fine. That's fine. So it's you and Chris, right? And you guys are essentially best friends, just decided to do some music?
Yeah, pretty much. We had another one of our best friends as well when we first started, but then he went to London and took another job. So, it was me and Chris for a while. And now that we've been playing shows, we've had to sort of recruit, flesh out the band a little bit. But, you know, so we're kind of a two-piece, but we're a five-piece as well. So the
guy that left to London, is he kind of like not the best friend anymore? You're like, forget it. You chose London. Forget it. We're not talking to you again?
A little bit, but he does our artwork, and he's, you know, and our web design stuff, so we need to keep him on side. So if you're listening, Adam, we love you.
See, so what's going to happen here, Dave, is Adam's going to see you guys getting all sort of successful. He'll be like, hey, guys, no, I just didn't know what was happening. I took this job, and I just didn't know. Take me back.
He's going to come crawling back with his tail between his legs, but we're not sure if we can fit him in now, you know.
Yeah, see, now you got other people.
Them swoops, them's the breaks.
So I want to play a little bit of Too Fast for Love, and then we'll come back and talk about it, okay?
Yeah, cool. No worries.
All right, so that's a little bit of Too Fast for Love. Talk to me a little bit about you know, kind of where you guys came up with the idea for that song. Talk to me about that song.
Well, actually, Adam came up with the guitar riff for that. So that's another reason why we need to be nice to him so he doesn't take us to court one day.
Yeah.
But he came up with the very start of the guitar intro. And I thought, wow, that's a great little part. We need to turn that into a song somehow. So I encouraged him actually to try and finish it himself, but it just wasn't sort of coming together for him. So I just sort of, took it home and pretty much wrote the rest of it. So I wrote like the pre-chorus and the chorus, and then I put the words on it. But, I'll always credit Adam with coming up with it and sort of inspiring the song. So that's where we came up with it. And I know that the song has the same name as Motley Crue song, and I was actually like a big Motley Crue fan when I was a little kid. So
it's a little homage.
Hopefully I don't get into too much trouble for that.
You know, it's interesting. So we were given, I was giving you a hard time, and we were kind of teasing around about Adam going off to London. But I would imagine that actually is probably really hard for the band, right?
Yeah, it's confusing and it was hard, and it was and he's such a good guy, and he's and he comes up with good ideas, but he had to take an opportunity when he did, so it's all good. He's going to come back to Australia one day, so we still love him and he loves us, and hopefully we'll see what happens.
So let's talk about let us talk about, we've talked about all the things that kind of inspired you guys. I want to talk about this other song, Work Around It.
Yeah.
So I want to play a little bit of it now, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it, okay?
Yeah, cool.
All right, so that's Work Around It. Let's talk about that song now.
Yeah, cool. This one, I came up with this one all by myself.
So no Adam on this one. We're safe on this one.
No Adam. No Adam or Chris. But those guys, definitely gave me pointers.
Yeah, there's never one person that writes a song, I think, really, with a band, because you're always, writing, for somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. It actually had quite different verses, I remember, and they weren't very direct. Like, I just remember having to rewrite it. The verses had completely different melodies, and I thought, it's not very sort of catchy. I wanted something a bit more immediate. So I just went back to the drawing board a little bit with the verses and put in a slightly bouncier bass line. And once I did that, I've just gone, oh, this song was just so much better. And, I don't know. So, like, I think it just sort of pays to, I'm sort of giving myself advice here that, mm-hmm. I think it's good to always look at a song and, I don't know, just see how you can improve it, and don't be scared to try and improve it even if you think it's finished. Like, I think that's what that's definitely helped in that situation, because I'm positive that it wouldn't have had any success if we left it how it was.
How is it that you and Chris know each other? I know you guys have been friends for a long time. Was it grade school or something?
No, actually, Adam met Chris at graphic design, at a university. So I met Chris through Adam.
So Adam and you were the best friends that have been together for like 10 years or so. Oh, geez, that makes it even worse. Oh, the peril of Adam going to London.
I know. Yeah.
But he went off and did the graphic design job, it sounds like, in London. Okay, so let's talk about, you guys are releasing another song this week, right? Rollerblades?
So Roller Skates, actually.
Roller Skates, I'm sorry.
It's a little bit different to the other two songs that people have heard. Slightly more laid back, maybe sort of, I don't know, it's a bit, you know, it's got breezy guitars and it's got some synth in there and a sort of pulsating bass, and but it's a little bit different. Yeah, it's a cool track, but I don't know.
It seems like every album always kind of has those really, you know, jazzy numbers that everyone gets behind, and then there's the one that everyone in the band just really seems to love, but it just kind of feels like it's like, all right, we're going to, you know, slow this down. Is it that kind of song for this?
It's a little bit of a slow burn. Like it's you know, it's not going to be a smash hit single or anything. It's just I think it's just a, you know, a nice little song to have on an EP. But you know, we'll just, you know, let it do its own thing. We don't need to, you know, pump it up too much. It's just it's just a nice little song. But yeah, we'll leave it there.
Is it at this point? Is it a thing with Them Swoops that you've been able to give up doing any other kind of work, or do you have to do other stuff to be able to support this?
Oh no, man, we're still working for the man. Just sitting ill all around our day jobs, and you know, when we go on tour, we have to sort of go back and forth between cities, back to work, and fly back out the next day and stuff like that. So it's kind of stressful at times, but well, hopefully we're I'm not hedging my bets or anything, but I'd like to give it everything while I've got the chance. So
What do you do professionally?
I just work in an office in Melbourne, just in the sort of legal district area. I just sort of, you know, just do. I didn't study office-y things or anything. I just sort of landed an office job and through a friend, and I just kind of do that. But it gives me a lot of time actually to be able to manage the band. Well, you know, we have management now, but like when we first started, I could really sort of just stay on the internet all day and reply to emails and just sort of, you know, be online and have presence online. So I think that was pretty handy having a job like that.
One of the things that I love that as I was reading about you guys, when you interact with fans, like one of the things that you share is anyone that shares this, I'm talking about a song, gets a personal thank you from the band, and then you say that you'll hunt them down and thank the bejesus out of them.
Yeah. Well, I love the fact that people are interacting with us. I just think we're so in such a good, like a lucky position. I just would love to personally thank every single person that says hello, because, and like just right now, like I'm writing back to a guy that I did a Skype a music class in Weed Sport. I'm not sure if you know where Weed Sport is, but it's in New York somewhere. And I asked him to send me over his demos, and you know, I've been listening to them, and I just sent him back a big email, and then he's written back. I really like that sort of interaction, and you know, I'm not sure whether it'll ever get too hard to keep up with everyone. You know, I guess it could be a good thing and it could be a bad thing if that happens, but I'd really like to, you know, I could spend all day just writing back to people. I really enjoy that. And it's pretty easy nowadays with, you know, everyone's got an iPhone, and you just sort of, you know, I don't want to be too antisocial around the people around me in real life, but, you know, I just, you know, like getting back to people.
Tell people where they can find you on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that, so if they wanted to get in touch with you.
Yeah, on Facebook, we're on Them Swoops. I think you'll be able to find it pretty easily. It's, you know, Facebook/Them Swoops, or we're on Twitter at Them Swoops, or on Instagram as well. So come and check us out there and stay in touch.
Let me ask you this. Where does Them Swoops come from?
It's just actually a little a grammatical error that I wanted to put in on a name that I thought, because if we were called The Swoops or just Swoops, like it only takes one sort of, you know, you understand it straight away, but I thought, well, maybe if it was a sounded like a mistake, then you kind of have to repeat it and correct people and sort of say, no, it's actually Them Swoops, you know, and you have to say it again, and hopefully maybe people remember it that way. And I just thought it was, I don't know, I just like the two words together. So, I actually was kind of getting attacked by a bird when I was riding my bike. So,
really?
A bird was swooping at me, yeah. So that's what put the initial thought into my head.
He didn't get you, though, did he?
Yeah, he got my helmet, and he made a really squawky sound in my ear, and it was pretty scary.
No, that's a made-up story. Is that really happened? What happened?
No, that totally happened. We've got really big angry magpies. Well, they're called magpies here. They're big black and white birds that if you go near their nest, they'll swoop and attack you and, they'll claw you.
Did it kill him?
You gotta watch out. No, I'm a lover. I'm a flatter. I just rode away as quickly as I could.
Yeah, here, I think at least in the state of Utah, it's illegal to kill those birds.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't know if it is over there, but yeah, if he was dead, you'd need to pedal away pretty quick.
Yeah.
Well, you can find information about them. You can follow them on Twitter @themswoops. Do you guys have a website, themswoops.com?
Yeah, that's it.
And then find them on Facebook. They're on Instagram as well. Thank you so much for taking some time. Dave, Adam, come back. Adam, come back. They'll make room for you. You don't want to do graphic design in London. Come back. Come back, Adam. Yeah. These guys are going places, and they want you to be with them. Thanks for taking some time with me, Dave.
Dude, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Cheers.
Cheers.